Welcome to Morning Motivation for the Fit Mind, the podcast that's designed to help you start your day off on the right foot. I'm your host, Coach Ebony, a life and wellness coach, and I'm here to provide you with daily affirmations and inspiration to help you cultivate a fit mind and a positive outlook on life. Over here, we focus on cultivating a positive mindset for a healthy and fulfilling lifestyle. I believe that the right mindset is the foundation for achieving success in all areas of life, including fitness, nutrition, financial, and personal growth. To help you on this journey, I have created an intentional journal that accompanies this podcast. This journal is designed to help you track your progress, set goals, and reflect on your daily habits and thought patterns. Using this journal will help you stay accountable and on track toward achieving your goals. In addition, I offer a self-training fitness app that provides personalized workout plans, nutritional guidance, and caloric and water trackers to help you achieve optimal results. The app is designed to provide a convenient and effective way to stay on track with your fitness journey. A healthy mindset is a foundation for personal growth, improved fitness, and overall well-being. I encourage you to invest in yourself by purchasing the Intentional Journal and downloading the Self-Training Fitness app. Click the link in the description to download and buy either or. And without further ado, welcome to Morning Motivation for the Fit Mind, a journey of transformation. Good morning, and welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Coach Ebony, and today we're going to discuss this topic that's been heavy on my mind and heart lately. I received a download from Source the other day when writing this episode, and it told me that with the ushering in of the new year, during the spring equinox, we are also ushering in the year of she. Hear me out. Not her, not the year of somebody else, but the year of she. And she stands for Sisters Healing and Evolving. This coming year will set the trajectory for years to come. As a collective, we are healing our sister wounds, the wounds society has taught us to have with each other and within ourselves. It's time to let go. Let go of the jealousy, the need to compete with each other, the backstabbing, sibling rivalry traumas, self-hatred, low self-esteem, and financial illiteracy. It is time to rise up and accept us as imperfectly perfect beings. Accept that we are simply balls of energy, and we're using these current human bodies as our vehicles to experience this earthly plane. This form is not our forever. We will not have these bodies forever, but we will remain energy. This is simply what we pick to represent us and to teach us lessons that will either erase our karmic debt or help us evolve into the loving and healing energy beings we are meant to become. We shouldn't hate and pick at ourselves. These bodies are temporary, but our self-hatred causes us to pick at ourselves and other women for their temporary bodies and nuances that are different from ours. These sister wounds were taught to us to separate us for various reasons. Whoever made them, they didn't want us to unite. They didn't want us to feel secure within our sisterhood, to feel secure without needing hundreds of products. They didn't want us to feel secure within our relationships. They wanted us to fight over men, money, and our own self-worth. They wanted us to argue with each other over mothering styles, hairstyles, wife styles, hell, even monogamy versus polygamy standards. They want us divided over everything, and we've been falling for it for years. For literal centuries now, We've gone toe-to-toe with our sisters instead of understanding, disagreeing, and learning from her points of view. We've passed judgment and have shamed our sisters in the hope that someone would like us more or be kinder to us, or simply because we were taught that our way was the singular, only right way to be or do. No more. No more. This new season is ending the toxic sister cycles. And it's time for you, for me, for us to start welcoming in the year of she, the year of sisterhood, healing, and evolutions. But before you begin scouring the earth for newfound sisters, I want you to understand something first. Every person you attract, whether it's platonic or romantic, is a mirror of an aspect of you and your personality. Before you can attract great healing sister relationships, you must first ask yourself, am I a good sister? Do I show up for myself when needed? Do I speak up for myself if I feel muted? Do I offer my listening skills to myself to understand what it is my body and subconscious is trying to tell me? Am I safe to be around? Am I trustworthy? When am I not responsible? These are questions you should ask yourself about yourself. If you answer no to any of these questions, it is time. It is time to begin a sister wound healing journey and address why these are pain markers for you and discover ways to become more whole. Once you start working on becoming a good sister, only then will you attract like-minded sisters who will join you on this journey of healing, who will guide you, help you, show up for you, hold space for you, love on you, and support you more than you realize you need. This is the year of she. And in order to start fully embracing it, you must first look within and become the sister you wish you had. You have all the answers within you, Queen. There is no one left to blame. It is time to go inward and evolve into the woman you envision yourself becoming. I hope you have an amazing day today, family. Think about what I'm saying. Ask yourself these questions. Are you she already? What do you need to learn from within you to become she, to become a good sister, a healing sister, an evolving sister? Are you she? If you have any questions about today's episode and want to ask me directly, use the questions box on Spotify and send me your question. I'll do my best to answer it in the future episode. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Morning Motivation for the Fit Mind. I hope this episode has inspired you to start your day with a positive mindset and a renewed sense of motivation. Remember, affirmations are a powerful tool that can help you manifest the life you desire. By repeating these positive statements to yourself every day, you can cultivate a mindset of abundance, confidence, and self-love. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review and sharing it with a friend. And don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date on future episodes. Until next time, keep affirming your way to a fitter mind and a happier life.